Warning, Afraid to Ask is an uncensored podcast that may include adult language and topics. Actually, not may, it will contain such things. If you get offended easily, please check out my Dry Bar comedy special or watch me on Gutfold. I love you, but this podcast is not for you. Mom, please turn it off. I love you. Turn it off. Okay, you can't say we didn't warn you. Please enjoy the episode. Check 1, 2.
Well, hello there, boyfriend. How are you this fine day?
I'm really good.
Is it working?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's not touch shit.
I'm afraid to ask, but I have a great question.
I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm so disturbed right now.
Hi, I had two things I wanted to bring up to you that I didn't warn you that we were going to talk about today. This weekend, had my first theater show.
Yes, and you were amazing.
Oh, that's really nice.
No, I'm not being like...
That's really nice.
You were great. It was fun.
Thank you. It was really fun.
And it was my home city.
It was in your home city, a Boise, Idaho.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
Totally packed, super fun show.
Talk shit about our potatoes.
I did talk shit about your... I talked about how it's a difficult place to be keto because you're the potato land.
You...
What did I do?
Well, you went hard.
I did.
You insulted the, like... I mean, like, think about if you were in Georgia and you're like, fuck peaches.
Yep. If I ever go to Georgia, that's how I'll start.
Wonderful.
Because you know why? Because why? Fuck peaches. Like, for real, I hate peaches and I hate people eating peaches.
Yeah, I know that about you. I felt silly when I gave that as the example. But that's what I meant. You were like, I went to like this famous place and I had, West Side's kind of cool though. I think we need to give them a shout out.
West Side
I think
Diner.
They're a badass place.
Yeah, so West Side Diner is a diner in Boise, Idaho that people love to go to. And
No. This is a chef that like is like famous.
Yeah.
Famous. Like, not like fine, he's fine dining, but he like stopped it and it's like a drive-thru. Like, you can get prime rib in the drive-thru.
I should order that instead of what I got.
It's only on certain days. We didn't go the day that they had it.
Okay. So
you talked shit about the potato.
Yeah, there's a dessert that's shaped like a potato. And it's
not shaped. It is a potato.
It looks like a potato.
No.
What do you mean? It's ice cream.
Yeah.
That looks like a potato.
It's rolled in the shape of a potato, in like cocoa powder, and then split to look like a potato. It's cute.
It's very cute. I'm just saying I'd rather have a plain potato for dessert than whatever that tasted like. But we had a really good time. So the show goes good. How's it not going to go good? We had 760 Gutfeld fans filling every seat. We knew it was going to be good. Okay, 740 Gutfeld fans and then 20 of Erica's friends.
You sold it out.
Oh, I thought you were delineating between...
No.
Oh, okay.
Gutfeld versus not Gutfeld?
No. Yeah. I thought you meant like your friends would have come no matter what. My people came because of Gutfeld. That's all I was saying. Show ends. I'm very happy. And you know me. I'm not often, yay, that was an amazing show. I'm great. I don't do that very often. I got off stage last night, a little bit of pressure because your friends were all there, all your doctor friends. I get off stage.
My mother was there.
Well, here's the thing. You're getting a little bit ahead of me.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
It's okay. You know that it's not like we're spoiling it for each other. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Would you please deliver a joke, Jamie LaSalle?
Yeah. Maybe later I'll tell the Goldilocks story and you could be like, oh, the bear's still there.
Did you notice I said your name with the incorrect twang?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really happy. I do a ton of ad-libs. I do 30 minutes of brand new material about the colonoscopy I just had. I'm feeling really good about myself and the show, which is not a normal thing for me where I get off and I go, yeah.
Why not?
It just is not enough. I felt like that was a bit of a high pressure show and I felt great. Get off stage, meeting some people, taking some pictures. In the middle of this chaos, my beautiful girlfriend, Erica, comes up to me and says, I've only lied to you once in our entire relationship and it's been for the last month or so. And I'm like, what happened? It was not exactly that.
It was longer.
But you said that to me after my really, what I consider to be one of the best shows ever. I'm in a great mood. All these people are around and you say, very seriously, I've been lying to you for months. And I go, what are you talking about?
I had to tell you. I couldn't just be like, hey, surprise, motherfucker.
But then it wasn't that bad. The what you lied to me about was that your mom came to the show. And she's not a person who's a huge fan of F-words.
No.
Unless it's faith.
She abhors.
She's a religious woman. She doesn't like the bad F word.
She's innocent and sweet.
And
I was worried that she would not have the best time. Yeah.
So she ended up coming and you played it perfectly. I'm not angry at you for lying. There's some good lies
but
in this world.
But you know
world.
Why I lied to you?
Of course I do. Because why? It would have ruined everything.
You told me.
And it would have gotten
me.
In my head.
Oh, she can come. Oh, man. If she came, though, fuck. Like, yeah. I'd be so stressed.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was doing the good thing.
You did. When we first met, you asked me, what were you going to say?
Oh, I still feel so guilty that I lied to you. I've never lied to you about anything.
It was a great lie, though.
In our whole relationship. And I still...
Which surprises me,
now I feel
Erica.
Guilty. Well, I love
surprised
you.
Me that you've never
lied to you.
Yeah, but what surprises me is we do this, you know, I'm sure it's annoying stuff to hear about two people that when they first dated in love and everything. And we used
so
to do these...
disgusting.
We'd ask each other questions and you said, what's your least favorite thing? I'm not going to talk shit about somebody. I'm going to say this really politically. I said, I can't hate when people lie to me. And you said, oh, I lie all the time. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I did. That was a long time ago.
So that's why I'm surprised you've never lied to me, because your lies are often very kind and helpful, like the lie about your mom not being there.
Okay, well, this is an important thing to bring up.
Getting nervous.
Well, lies have such a spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. And it's also the intent.
Yeah.
And if I
the mom lie, as far as spectrum goes, the mom lie was like an Asperger's of lies.
She wanted to come.
Yeah.
She loves you and supports you, but you would have totally changed your show.
Yeah.
For her, and that's not fair.
I would have put up a different comedian. I would have seen if I could get Nate Bargatze.
Well, you did say a lot of stuff about sex.
Mm-hmm. Really glad I didn't know she was there, but very happy to see that she was there after the show. And then we're driving in the car yesterday. You're the most thoughtful person I've ever met. And you go, you know, I almost called your mom and flew her out for
yes,
the show. And I was like,
I
wanted
to. That
would have been cool if you double ruined it.
What the fuck? I thought that was nice.
I just mean it's very nice and kind, but it would have gotten in my head. Are you saying you wouldn't have told me?
No, I wasn't going to tell you. You son of a bitch.
I'm just, but it would have gotten in my head and made this show.
Stop talking. I'm so red right now. Oh my God. I thought it was a good thing.
No, I would love my mom, but you know, it's a different, it's like your mom, same thing, but mine.
You just said I would double ruin it.
I meant you would have double gotten it in my head.
I have hung out with you in ORs where my best friends have probed your asshole and I was fine with it. But inviting two mothers to your show is the fucking like nitis to our relationship ending?
Yeah. Do you know, since you just said what you just said, I've been racking my brain to think about what OR means and I still don't know. OR. Operating room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, Jamie. Slow clap.
That was very kind of you to want to bring my mom. But my point of this whole thing is things get in my head. I'm not one of these guys that can just,
well, that's fair, but you kind of phrased it like, yeah, fuck the moms.
No.
I think it's different. Yes, I get it. Like if you knew ahead of time and you're like, oh shit, my mom, your mom, ooh, I gotta make it clean.
If you
don't have to talk about how many times I bent Erica over backwards and fucked her raw, you know, that's probably a good thing.
Wow, I can't count that high. You know what? I think that...
Oh, okay.
This is not the way I wanted to start. If you had surprised me, I was very happy to see your mom, was I not?
Very silly today.
Did I not?
You were very
Was I not
sweet.
Excited?
You immediately stopped that whole line of people who waited for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually said, I'm sorry, guys, one second.
I did.
This is amazing. And you went and hugged her, and she felt really special. I thought it was very sweet.
So you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, you didn't fucking hug me, you asshole.
That's right. But
I now realize the bar is set way lower.
But do you understand what I'm saying? That I was definitely freaked. Like I would have been freaked out if you told me ahead of time. If I saw my mom and your mom, are you kidding me? I would have been so excited that it wasn't in my head and I got to do that whole show.
Afterwards. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
So we're going back to the white lies. Like what is acceptable? Mm-hmm. What's not acceptable?
We don't need to bring race into it, but I think you're right. That...
Oh my God, fuck you. I wasn't being...
Oh. Little white lies.
What do you want to call it then?
No, you're right. You're right. I'm just kidding. What?
A little blurry gray lie?
Yeah. A non-denominational lie. That there are kind lies.
You seem like the asshole right now.
There are kind lies.
Your liberal girlfriend. Good job. Way to be. That's fucking awesome.
You're 100%
keep
right.
No, keep going. What else do I do wrong?
I don't know. You do nothing wrong.
Oh, no.
There are lies that help that are good.
LGBTQ minus?
There are good lies, right? Aren't there? Are you really mad at me?
No, oh. But I liked your face. You were like, okay. Oh, fuck.
I get worried that at all times that people are mad at me. You know this about me.
I'm not mad at you. Okay, but I think this is a really important topic mm-hmm. about like what is like acceptable to lie about and what's
yeah.
not. So for example, okay, this is really bad that I'm leading to this one. What if a guy in bed is like, by the way, you have no idea how I'm going to say this. What if a guy is like, is that the best you've ever had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, is that the most you've ever taken? And you're like, no, you were kind of let down.
Right.
Most women, if they think they're going to see a guy a second time.
Oh.
Will be like, oh, it's amazing.
Really?
Why would I be like, oh, it was mediocre?
No, no, no. I think you would say it's amazing even if you weren't going to see him a second time.
Fuck that shit. Just to... He didn't earn his keep. Bye-bye.
Okay. I never thought
You've
of
never
sex
been
as...
told that?
...as earning my keep. Not, I've never... You know why I've never...
You've never had a woman be like, you know what? I think it'd be like best if you didn't stay over tonight. You, don't deserve coffee in the morning. You deserve like a punch to the face.
Do you know why I've never been told that? I don't fucking ask questions that... I have had sex. I don't ask questions I don't want to know the answer to. Gentlemen, if you don't want to know the answer, don't, you just have, I feel pretty confident in the bedroom.
Not called afraid to ask.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I would never go like, oh, is this the best? Or, unless it was someone I was really serious with,
okay,
I think
well,
I would ask.
Well, it's annoying because like, honestly, think about like the best sex you've ever had in your fucking life.
Picturing it.
And it won't even offend me if it's not me. But like, if I'm with some guy and he's like, oh my God, like someone else was like, fucking Thor, he has like this complex. So like women, every time you're with a new partner, have to be like, that was the best sex of my life. I know what you're thinking right now, but like, that was the best sex of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, your dick is the biggest penis I've ever seen in the world. I'm sorry.
What's the harm on that?
Because it's not true.
Right.
And women have to be like, this is amazing. But how many times have you been like, your clit is the most cotton candy delicious thing I've ever licked in my life?
Rarely.
What do you say?
It doesn't come up.
What?
Yeah.
You just don't compliment her?
If I'm not a fan of it, I'll say something polite like, yuck.
And if you are a fan of it?
No. I'm gonna be straight with you. I've never talked about sex like I talk about it with you. Things aren't discussed.
What
it just happens.
Like, meet a girl at your show way before me, because you're wonderful now and you're mine. But like, what about like 10 years ago? 20 okay. years ago.
20, okay.
Well, I don't know.
I'm married. I could have used some
that's
action.
That's why I said 20. You weren't married 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't.
I was married for 17 years and I got divorced 5 years ago.
Jesus Christ, whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
It's after a show.
Wow. I'm glad I have to set this up like a fucking like pictograph for you.
I have two things I can't forget to tell you.
Why do you have to have it so specific?
Okay. It's after a show. I was trying to figure out, am I single or divorced?
Fine,
for the
you're
fantasy.
Single. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Because if I was married, I could use getting laid.
Well, been a while. That sucks for you.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
You were going to say, it's after a show. Someone comes up to you.
And you fuck the shit out of a girl.
Wow.
And then afterwards, before she goes home, and she says to you, how was that?
Uh-huh.
What do you say?
It's, I'm going to be honest, it's rarely been not good. It's always pretty good.
What do you say, though?
I goes, great.
That's it?
Yeah. I just say great. You're honest.
That's great. Oh, awesome.
I don't sound like
I'm
that.
I'm glad I was like a halfway decent donut with bacon on top. Like, what give me the fucking cronut.
Let me tell you something.
Why can't you go like all the way? Like, lie to the fucking girl. If you're not going to see her again, then you be nice and say, wow, you're amazing. You're beautiful. I can't believe like you came back with me. Have a beautiful life. Why do you have to be an asshole? And be
I like, thought oh. you just told me you would not be tell a guy he was really good if you're never going to see him again.
I'm a girl. It's, oh, it's a different.
Okay.
Men expect to hear your penis is fucking huge. It's like a goddamn pipe.
I don't want that. I don't need that.
Yes, you do.
I just want to be told I'm doing a good job.
Do you want to hear like meh?
No, 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 no. But I'm saying
I don't, that's what I'm saying.
The size thing doesn't. I don't need to hear anything like that. I would like to hear.
Do you want
to
hear like
yes, performance 100%.
It wasn't bad.
God, I have so many questions. I'm afraid to ask.
Go for it.
Nope.
Do it.
Do you know when I was single? This is about me and like girls after shows. Do you know I was single? I think it was, I'm so bad with dates. I don't know if this was post-marriage or I definitely was single. After a show. Did I tell you about this already? About the,
I don't know.
If I told you already, I'll edit it out. After a show, this girl comes up to me and she's like, all the signals I've told you about before where I think she likes me and wants to sleep with me. She's like, oh, I'm here alone. My friends left, whatever. And she's not an unattractive girl, Erica. She's not unattractive.
Okay, that's not a compliment.
What?
She's not an out-of-shape man.
It wasn't supposed to be.
Does that conjure, wow, that fucking asshole's okay. ripped?
What I'm trying to say is, she wasn't, there could have been a temptation for some guy to, so if she was like super not my type is a polite way to put it, then the story doesn't matter, right? Because then it's like, well, what was the...
What's
she was
your
a
type,
cute girl.
Jamie?
She was a cute girl. I feel like you're trying to really feel up against the wall.
What's
here.
Your type? You just said that.
You're my type. She wasn't...
Aww.
So here's what happens.
It's a cop out.
This is a true story. She starts saying all these things that make me feel like she wants to sleep with me. Tell me if these are, so like she goes, is your hotel nearby? I've told you that one.
She goes,
all my friends are, and you know what I did while I was talking to her? I realized.
Did you tell her your penis was broken?
No, you're not going to believe this. And I'm single. Hotel, right next door. I'd gone to Lululemon earlier that day, and I had purchased the softest pair of lounge pants I've ever felt in my life. And as she was talking to me, I pictured myself alone in my room, like putting on my lounge pants. And then I was like, oh, and I snapped back into it. And I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. And I went home with my lounge pants. That's where I'm at. I just felt like the amount of drama to have to do that with someone I would probably never be with again.
Yeah.
I just give me my lounge pants, give me rotisserie chicken, and give me some Netflix.
Netflix?
Hey, guess what?
Did you, what?
I did get touched inappropriately last night.
Oh, in Spokane?
Uh-huh.
I just told my therapist, we go to therapy, we can talk about that later. I love my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge proponent of counseling and mental health advocacy. I think people are afraid to talk about the fact that they have a counselor or a therapist, right? Like, it's almost like this negative, like, you're a failure. It's not. Well, anyway, so I was talking to my therapist about you, and I just said to her today.
What?
He got his dick grabbed.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I didn't just like walk in and be like, hello, nice to see you. Mm-hmm. He got his pecker fucking whipped.
In what context did you tell her that this happened? You mean after a show?
We were talking about like you not liking men hitting on me.
Mm-hmm.
And how women often hit on you. And how it bothers you on social media way more than it, because you're protective, way more than it bothers me. But what bothers me is not the threat of like, oh, this guy and girl are going to hook up. Like Jamie's going to be like, oh, this woman's attractive. I don't like that you are disrespected. I think it's fucked up that someone just grabs your dick out of nowhere. So I told her that and she was like, oh, okay. So we had this huge conversation about like inappropriate versus appropriate, like kissing, taking pictures and hugging you, and how like it's actually really healthy that I trust you so much that when women grab you in a non-sexual, like I'm obsessed with Jamie way,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it. But when it's like they grab your penis or your butt.
Yeah.
It bothers me because I feel like that's your body. And that's not fair to you. Not that I feel like you're cheating on me at all, but like, that's not cool. But the flip side is very different. And we talked about that and how, like, if I was in a field where like men came up to me.
Yeah. If you're in a field, I'd fucking come up to you.
That is the sound of Jamie's fingers tapping awkwardly on the table.
If I can come right up to you. I'm driving. I look over. See this beautiful girl in a field? Are you fucking kidding me?
I work in a field where most of my colleagues are men.
You're a farmer?
Highly successful, younger men. But they don't accost me. They don't touch me.
Right.
So we talked a lot about like what's appropriate and not appropriate. So continue. But my point is I don't feel threatened by it because I trust you. But it bothers me when someone invades your personal space. Flip
yeah.
side was if a man grabbed my boob or my ass or like, good God, if he like went between my legs,
mm-hmm.
I think you'd fucking kill him.
I would be very upset. Yeah.
At him, not me. It's not him. Yeah.
I feel like if you're in a field, though, you'd see him coming and you could escape before he got to you. I think that I have more. I'm not even sure that one qualifies as one, but we'll say next joke.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like you just said like I'm highly successful, like young guy. I definitely feel like there's two versions of it. My fans are sometimes people that you probably don't. I don't think it's more for sure an invasion of personal space. When I picture that stuff, I get super defensive. When people are like mean online to me or kind of you, way more angry if it's something with you because I feel like they don't know what they're talking about and you don't care, but it really bothers me.
Well, I don't care because it's people who have never met us.
Yeah.
If I get an insult from someone close to me who knows my character,
mm-hmm.
it kills me. If it's someone who doesn't even know you and me, it's social media is so easy to like insult and attack people. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I heard someone say once, and I want to steal it. They said, I only care about an opinion of someone who has my cell phone number.
That's actually really good.
Isn't that a good one?
I like that.
Last night.
I like that one.
Pretty good, right? So Spokane, Washington.
Let's implement it.
Let's do it. So for context, the touching the penis and everything, we're talking about people
after shows, man,
doing it.
Who touched your penis?
But that's what we're talking about. If anybody doesn't understand why someone would touch my penis, after a show, line of people.
What did it look like?
More than once. Was not a man. A woman took a picture with me. Did I miss something?
No.
A woman took a picture with me. And after the picture, she said to her husband, I got the same picture with Jimmy Fallia. Jimmy Fallia is my friend who has a show.
I like him.
He's a man. He's great.
So nice.
He has a really popular radio show. He's on Gutfeld all the time. He guest hosted the night. Yeah. He guest hosted the night you saw me on Gutfeld.
Yeah.
And so she goes. Track. Yeah. Fun. I mean, fun's one adjective people use to describe his clothes.
I like Jimmy.
He's the best. And so this woman. She takes a picture with me. It was one of the most annoying things is I'm going to take a picture with you. And then someone else goes, let me get it. What are you doing? What is happening? She goes, let me do it on my phone. And two people that are with each other take pictures on different phones. And you're like, just text it. Sometimes the older people make me take pictures on their phone so they can also have the picture.
Can you just like explain the story?
Okay. So then she grabbed my ass.
Your ass. Oh, who gives a shit?
Okay, next topic. So anyway, expected you to care.
I thought this whole night or the whole time you were going to talk about like someone grabbing your penis.
Mm-mm,
it was your ass.
And she said, Jimmy Fallia let me do this, so I want to have a picture of me grabbing your ass.
Okay.
And before I could respond, it was locked in. Might be online, so I wanted to tell you.
Oh, you wanted to tell me like I'd be upset if I saw a picture of a woman grabbing your ass?
Just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, but I love you and I trust you, so like if I saw that, it would never bother me.
Okay.
Because you're not like, hey, you want to grab my ass? Or acting on it afterwards. And that's a big deal, too. I don't know
if my voice sounds like that.
I'm trying to make it just deeper.
Okay.
Hey, listen, there's a big difference between you inviting sexual advances versus you doing your job and people being inappropriate and your bouncers not doing their fucking job.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Oh, my God. You're so cute that you think I have bouncers at my...
I met him two nights ago.
Oh, that was a theater.
He wouldn't let me say hi to you.
That was a theater. Theaters are very different.
He was like, get the fuck away from Jamie. And I was like, but I want to go see Jamie.
Dude, I went up to that.
Get the fuck away from Jamie.
Erica came up to see me after the show, and he kicked it. And I wanted to.
He kicked me out.
I gave him a stern. I went up to him, and I said, hey. I go, number one, that's my girlfriend. I go, number two, anyone that looks like that is allowed back here.
You didn't say that.
No.
He met me beforehand, though.
He
and
did.
That's why you were upset. It was because we met, like, way before your show.
Yeah.
There was no one but, like, four people. Like, your opener, the manager, you, me, and him.
Mm-hmm.
The MC. And we talked for a while. So, yeah, after your show, I always feel bad cutting people off. Like, they waste no time because you are valuable and they want to be there and they're excited. But
oh, you mean like sneaking in to say hi to me? Or
I feel like I'm wasting their time because they stood in line forever for you. And then I'm like, hey, Jamie. Yeah, I don't know why.
That's weird that you were doing my voice. I think they were more uncomfortable with you doing that voice than you cutting in line.
So I walked up to
them. They're like, hey, that girl with a deep voice cut me.
And I'm like, hi, can I just say hi to Jamie? I just want to let him know we're going to go to a bar. And he turned around and he's like, fuck you. And he was very nice, actually.
He was
But
nice.
He turned around and he was like, shut it down. He was like, no, the line starts over there. You cannot come in. That's the way it works. And my face, I like dropped. And I was like, oh,
you
fuck.
Did.
Is he joking with me? So that's something we should talk about.
He's being serious.
It's very difficult to know serious or sarcastic. But he just looks at me and he goes, mm-mm. And my face dropped and I was like, but that my mommy is here. And he looks, I didn't say that. He looks at me and he goes, oh, fuck. Oh, God damn it. I'm so sorry. You're Jamie's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his fault. He doesn't have to
know who
I am. And I actually enjoyed the fact that you were protected.
I told him, I go,
bob the shit out of it. But like, he was cool.
I go, hey, did it like that. I don't need to be protected. Okay? We've been over this.
What?
I'm glad he let you
in. I don't know what that means.
Just, you're beautiful. That's the bouncer.
We just talked about your balls and a shish kebab stick.
One of us talked about that. Coming up on the next episode of Afraid to Ask. So I got a question coming in. This is interesting. Dr. Erica and Jamie. Sometimes I feel like they put in Jamie just to be nice. I get massages all the time because they're good for my sciatica and my circulation. But my boyfriend thinks I'm wasting money. Could you please tell him there's an actual health benefit to massage, or is he right?